Yesterday it was a party. Today, well, let's say things have calmed down on Wall Street. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 17th of October. Thanks for being here, everybody. Is the tax cut paying for itself? As promised, we'll share details. Last week, it was Ford announcing layoffs. Today, it's drug giant Pfizer. Speaking of working, in what nation do workers retire early, and in what nation do workers keep on going? And what about the United States? We've got some numbers. West Des Moines is about to get a huge indoor sports center. Iowa's Winnebago Industries posts record revenues, and we'll check on the markets. In for the interview is Iowa House member Ruth Ann Gaines of Des Moines. Who is she, and what does she see for the future of Iowa if indeed the Democrats flip the Iowa House? Stay with us. It's all in the Business News Hour, and that is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the Federal Open Market notes were released today, and the party that was on Wall Street yesterday, that got sobered up pretty quick. The Dow slid by as much as 100 points on the trading session. We will have all those numbers a little bit later on. Meanwhile, let's take a deep dive into taxes. Remember the promise that the tax cut package that was signed into law back in December? Remember that it was said that it was going to pay for itself. Now, that's what we were told. Well, it's not happening. On Monday, we reported the federal deficit had widened by 17% to $779 billion. Now, what's unusual about that is that we have record employment, and the economy, according to all indications, is running red hot. But once again, the promise was that the tax cuts would pay for themselves, but they're not. Why? Well, here's the question. How are you going to pay for massive tax cuts when the revenue doesn't come in? A couple of months before the tax cuts passed, the Congressional Budget Office predicted the government would take in $3.53 trillion in revenue for the fiscal year. On Monday, the Treasury reported that revenue was actually $3.33 trillion. That's about $200 billion short, even though the economic growth has outpaced the Budget Office's forecasts. So when the tax law was passed, members of Congress had all sorts of evidence suggesting it would accelerate America's growing budget deficits. The Joint Committee on Taxation and the Tax Policy Center predicted the new law would add at least $1 trillion to deficits over the next 10 years, even after accounting for additional economic growth. The Penn-Wharton budget model predicted it would add $2 trillion. The most optimistic mainstream model that analyzed all the provisions of the new law from the Tax Foundation predicted it would add about $450 billion to the deficit after accounting for additional growth. So no way was it going to reduce the deficit. But Republicans dismissed those warnings. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that he expected the new law to more than pay for itself, that it would actually help to reduce future deficits. Now, it is possible that optimism could turn out to be right, but only if the tax cuts unleash a sustained boom in productivity and economic growth, and with them, much higher revenues than what we've seen in the past fiscal year. I guess our job is going to be to wait and see. Last week, we reported that Ford Motor Company is planning to lay off about 24,000 workers worldwide. Today, we learned that drug giant Pfizer is offering early retirement ahead of planned layoffs next year. The company, which currently employs more than 90,000 workers, didn't say how many people it plans to cut, but it told employees that all business units and divisions will likely lay off non-union workers. In a memo made public by CNBC, the company told employees that the headcount reduction is part of its restructuring effort, saying, quote, "To achieve our full potential, we will need to create a simpler and more efficient organization," end quote. There is an early retirement option. The company is offering severance packages that pay a base salary of 12 weeks plus 3 weeks of salary for every year of work up to 104 weeks. On the news, Pfizer stock, well, that was up a bit. The company has a market cap of more than $250 billion and has seen its share rise more than 22%. Over the past 12 months. Speaking of getting out of work and retiring, you know, money has an interesting look at the age range of people who are retiring around the world. The official age of retirement is creeping upward in most countries as governments try to balance pensions and stretched public finances. But while many governments want us to work until we're 67, the age that people actually retiring is often lower than what you think, though. The nation that has the lowest retirement age is Australia, where people there retire at age 54 and a half. South Africa comes in at a retirement age of 60, along with France and Belgium. So where do workers work the longest? Well, that's South Korea. People there come in with the longest working life of just over 72 years. Both men and women work 11 years longer than the official retirement age of 61. Why? Well, this is sobering. The country is known for its long life expectancies, but also poverty. Almost half of its citizens, age 65 or older, now live in relative poverty, which means they've got to keep on working later into their lives. If you're wondering about the United States, well, we come in at age 66, about in the middle of the pack, but that is ahead of many European and Scandinavian countries. A massive indoor sports complex in West Des Moines will be known as the Mid-America Energy Company Recplex, thanks to a $5 million donation from the utility company. The $30 million facility will feature two ice rinks, three indoor soccer fields, three indoor basketball courts, six volleyball courts, and five outdoor soccer fields. Wow. It's also going to serve as a small convention center with 3,000 square feet of meeting space, 20,000 square feet of exhibit space, and a 3,000-seat main arena with a stage. It's going to be located on 60 acres of farmland near the DMAC West Campus. Excavation is expected to begin this fall with the target opening of summer of 2020. Iowa's Winnebago Industries earned more than $2 billion in fiscal year 2018. That's a figure that's more than doubled in just 2 years. This year's earnings, announced to investors this morning, capped off a steep revenue climb over the past decade. Winnebago's earnings this year were nearly 10 times larger than back in 2009, when earnings were $211 million. Wow, $2 billion in fiscal year 2018. Well, stocks ended lower today after a summary of the Federal Reserve's most recent meeting showed the central bank is leaning toward more interest rate hikes. According to the minutes from the Fed's September meeting, the central bank remains convinced it needs to tighten monetary policy to keep the economy steady. The 10-year Treasury note yielded around 3.17% after the minutes were released. They went up higher, by the way, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Goldman Sachs rose by 3.1%, while Morgan Stanley surged 3.1%. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Citigroup all rose by more than 1% on the news. The major indexes traded in a wide range before the minutes were released. Investors are grappling with a flood of corporate earnings and weakness in the housing market as housing starts fell by 5.3% last month. That was more than what was expected. Today's moves come a day after the major indexes posted their best day since March, boosted by strong earnings reports. Yesterday, the Dow surged by more than 500 points as Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, and United Health all jumped. That jump helped Wall Street recover some of the steep losses from last week. The Dow and S&P 500 fell more than 4% last week, while the NASDAQ had lost 3.7%. Well, the numbers today, at the bell, the Dow closed down by over 90 points to 25,706. The NASDAQ was pretty much even at 76.42, and the S&P 500 even at 28.08. Gold, that slipped by $1.40 today to $1,225.90 an ounce. Crude oil took a hit due to the surplus, off $1.87 to $70.05 a barrel. And that 10-year T-note, that climbed up today, ending at 3.19%. When we come back, a conversation with Ruth Ann Gaines, who is running for re-election to the Iowa House of Representatives. Mrs. Gaines represents the near north side of Des Moines in what she calls an economically challenged area. That conversation is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.